AFLW Grand Final on Saturday afternoon from Princes Park, 12:30. The call team, Ben Waterworth, Joe Watton and Terry Wallace will bring you all the action. Huge weekend of footy in Melbourne Town. It's going to be massive for the Brisbane Lions. So close last year. They're in again. Craig Starcevich is their coach and he's been good enough to join us. Thanks for your time, Craig.
G'day, Andy.
How are you feeling going in? You're so desperately unlucky last year. Probably should have got that free kick on the siren. Who knows whether Sabrina would have kicked it from where she was, but you get a chance at redemption. How keen are the girls seeking it?
Yeah, probably not unlucky last year, actually. We were pretty poor all day and we nearly pinched it, but different year, different circumstances. We've had a little bit of failure this year on the way through as well, so we've had a bit of time to have a look at a few things that we needed to fix. And, you know, things went our way last weekend, but we did our bit on Friday night and played pretty well. And then things fell into place over the weekend. So, yeah, completely different scenario, but players are looking forward to it.
What do you take away from last week? GWS went in seemingly with the form on their side. Most people were tipping the Giants to knock you guys over. You kicked 6 in the first, 10 for the match. I mean, it was an outstanding performance. What do you take away from that as a lead-in to this one against the Doggies?
I'm trying to look for attitude things, but I think it's more the physical with us at the moment. We've just had a month's worth of rain in Brisbane,
yeah.
Non-stop. So I think they were just relieved to get out on a fast, dry track, to be honest. So, you know, that was probably the thing that really stood out for us, that they were... And the fact that you could play a little bit of freedom as well, just to, you know, have a real crack at it and... Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So there was a little bit of that attitude as well.
I know coaches don't want to focus on individuals, and nor do you need to with the team that you've got. You've got so many good leaders and so many good players in your ranks. But it's hard to go past Sabrina Frederick-Traub. She kicks 4 for you last week, Craig. How impressive is she, not only as a footballer, but just as an athlete in general?
Well, it's hard to forget that she's... it's easy to forget. She's only 20. So she's got a fair bit of footy ahead of her, but a very mature head on her shoulders, that's for sure. And, you know, she loves being the spiritual leader out there. You know, I see a bit of Jonathan Brown in her at
yeah.
times when
yeah.
she plays that role on that part of the ground. So, she's obviously vital to us. We've got plenty of others down there that help out as well. So, she's a hard one to stop because she enjoys the contested mark. In recent times, she started hitting the scoreboard a bit as well.
How fit is she? She always looks to me, Craig, as if she's carrying something, which is not unusual, you know, in footy, you know that. But has she ever, in the, you know, 13 games or whatever, 14 games that we've seen her play thus far, has she ever been 100% fit?
I guess you're talking about her aerobic fitness. She's actually a very aerobic athlete. She's in our top 6 whenever we do a time trial, which is amazing because she's one of our taller and bigger players.
No, I was just talking about, like, she just seems to have a calf, like she has the big...
Oh,
I
mean, okay.
She always said, I wasn't talking about that. No, she just seems to be strapped up or there's something going on.
Her strapping's got a little shin pad down there just in case we chuck her in the ruck.
Okay, so
that's what that's all about. But she's a warrior, that's for sure. She plays that combative style of footy, I guess, and she's always carrying lumps and bumps. But her ability to run and cover ground is something that always amazes us. She's quite an athlete.
You figure quite prominently, we're talking to Craig Starcevich, coach of the Brisbane Lions AFLW team, into the grand final on Saturday, of course. You figure quite prominently in Sam Lane's book. We know how hard it was for Jan Cooper to get your attention when it came to women's footy. But now that you're in it, Craig, how committed are you to women's footy? Has it sort of surprised you?
Personally... we've still got a fair bit of work to do, at least in the next couple of years, with the Suns coming on board. There was a point a few years back, I guess, before I jumped in, was around, particularly in Queensland. If you're in Queensland, you want everyone to play AFL, whether they're male, female or whatever, and you want AFL to be the number one sport in the state, and you do anything you can to get to that point. So... my thinking sort of 4 or 5 years ago was seeing a whole lot of female athletes playing AFL and just thinking in our market up here, it's being so competitive, the other options for them are basketball, netball, soccer, touch footy, you name it, or, rugby sevens now. So they're all competing for the best female athlete. And I just thought, well, you know, what a wasted opportunity for our sport and AFL if we didn't get most of those good ones across playing our game. So that's the thing that's probably driving me the most personally at the moment, because my other job's female talent manager in Queensland. So we've just got to keep attracting the best ones to our sport and get the numbers up nice and high and just have two really strong teams in our market when the Suns come on board in 2020.
And how strong is the growth in women's footy up in Queensland?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. I think we're 40% of overall participants now. So, and, participants can be school programs, AusKick, club footy, you name it, the whole lot. But there's actually 100,000 females playing footy in a program that lasts 6 weeks or longer in Queensland. So that's pretty healthy. We'd like to get our club numbers up nice and high. They're sitting around 5,000. So it'd be nice to, you know, crank that up towards around 10,000 players in the next couple of years and then have enough depth at the top end to have two really good, strong teams in the national comp.
And coaching against the Bulldogs, you wouldn't be human if you didn't have an eye on what's been going on at the tribunal down here. Do you have a comment to make about the finding that was handed out against Katie Brennan?
Oh, not really. I mean, it's sort of that stuff. Yeah, you do have an eye on it, and we don't get the saturation in Brisbane that obviously it's caused in Melbourne. But yeah, just watching it all unfold and what it means for probably what it means for our team actually. Who do we select in our back six, seven or eight players that play in that part of the ground? So. Yeah, that's the only impact it has on us.
Do you think, as a football lover and somebody committed to the game, do you think it was a fair call that she that it was upheld and she does miss for that tackle?
Yeah, as a person, I feel sorry for Katie. She's a Queenslander herself, so and I know her quite well. So to miss out on a game like that, I feel actually very sorry for her, and would prefer I guess to play the two strongest lists against each other just to see where we're all at. So, that's the sentiment part from me. But as far as what they handed out, that's got nothing to do with us, really.
Yeah. Are there too many, not saying that this is one of those, Craig, last one, but are there too many reckless tackles and reckless driving tackles in the AFLW? It seems to have been a bit of a conversation this year. Are you noticing more of them in 2018?
Not from our point of view. We used to not be cited by the MRP, but we had incidents to be wary of, and there were more last year in our group than there have been this year, and none of them have got through to MRP level. So seems to be a bit quiet with our group. Maybe they're not being aggressive enough, our group. I think it's a bit of a throwback to the amount of time our players spend at community level where you wouldn't get picked up on those sorts of things. There's not many state leagues around the country that video every single game and have a match review on every single game. So the players are used to getting away with things that they can't get away with at AFLW level. So I think breaking those habits and getting them used to the duty of care that they need to have, that's the hardest bit. There's lots of things about the girls being 7 months of the year at community club that are frustrating and difficult for us once we get them back in October and November and get the whole process started. And I guess this is just another one of those.
Mate, good luck on Saturday. A lot of us will be watching with a great deal of interest. Congratulations on everything thus far. Hopefully it continues for you on Saturday, Princes Park. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, Andy. Appreciate it.
Craig Starcevic, coach of the Brisbane Lions AFLW team. Ben Waterworth, Joe Watt and Terry Wallace calling the grand final from 12:30 on Saturday, live on 11:16 SEN.